Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Ms. Dale Tolliver. Dale Tolliver is a musician who works for a local NBC. He also has worked with lots of other people, so stay tuned in and listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you doing, Dale Tolliver?
Hey, how you doing, Angela? How you feel today?
I feel all right. How do you feel?
That's good.
Okay. What instruments do you play?
I play guitar, mostly keyboards, you know. Play all instruments, basically, but, you know, I do a lot of work with the guitar and the keyboard.
Okay. How old were you when you first started playing an instrument?
Oh.
Okay.
I'd say about seven or eight. You know, I've always had instruments my whole life. Everybody in the house has had instruments, you know, raised up around them. So it's always been one there since I can remember. But I can remember playing out, you know, had to be about 7 or 8.
Which instrument was it?
That was drums, yes. I started playing drums first, you know. Then I went from the drums to the bass. Yeah, then from the bass to the guitar, then from the guitar to the keyboard, you know. And then from there, I started going to school, taking theory, you know, and it led to other instruments, you know, more theory in behind it.
Why do you love music?
Well, it's a way of life for me. I really don't know anything else but. So, you know, I started so early, I didn't have a chance to try anything else. So it's just a part of me.
Okay. Do you write musical notes? Do you write the notes for the music?
Sure. I could write and, you know, arrange. You know, it's hard to make it through the school system without doing that. You know?
Okay.
So that's part of it, yeah.
Who taught you to play the instrument? Who taught you when you were 7 or 8? Who influenced you and who taught you?
Oh, just hanging around the church, basically. My grandparents had, you know, they were the pastors of a church. So, you know, we all had to do everything there. So, you know, music is one of them, so be geared towards that.
So that's who influenced you?
Sure, yeah. Just being around, you know, but as I got older, I had other influences, you know, like Joe Pass, you know, people I took lessons from, you know, studying with some of the great players of the day, you know.
Okay. Do you keep in touch with your friends, the people you used to play with, such as Tommy Hilfiger?
Oh, you are Tommy's brothers. I used to give them lessons. And, you know, he was more like a roadie. He, like, watched the door, collected the money. And as he started to get a little money, you know, this was before he was famous. He had a couple of stores in Elmira, New York. And he used to give us, you know, the band outfits. He would give us our clothes and whatnot, you know. And then he just moved to New York and became who he is today.
Oh, okay. When did you start working with groups or soloists?
Oh, well, I started working with groups when I was about 17. And then after I went to California, I went to the Guitar Institute for Technology, and I went to in Studio City there. It was a music school. It's no longer in existence now. The name is, I can't get the name of it right now, but it will come to me as we're talking.
Okay.
And after that, when I came back, then I started doing solo work.
Okay.
Yeah. So about
what are the names of some
with groups at 17. I started doing solo work about maybe 24. When I was about 24, I started doing solo work then. But you could go to YouTube and check out Dale Tolliver Live, and you know the deal.
Yeah, I have. Got quite a few fans. Quite a few.
Okay.
What are the names of the soloist groups? Was Jimi Hendrix one of them?
Oh, well, everybody, well, in my, you know, in the 60s, everybody sort of, like, tried to imitate Jimi Hendrix. The Isley Brothers, Ernie Isley, you know, that type of thing, you know. We all tried to copy that. All the people that, you know, that played in those days tried to copy that, you know. Then as it moved on, you know, it sort of turned into George Benson because Jimi Hendrix used a lot of effects, and it was starting to cost me a lot of money to keep up with him.
Most
people were saying if you wanted to be good, try to play with just a guitar and the amplifier to get the effect. So I started leaning towards more George Benson, and that's when I started getting into Wes Montgomery and the Django Reinhardt and those type of players, which is a different venue from Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Did you know any of the other famous guitar players or the people who played instruments in the 60s and 70s? Did you ever work with any of them?
Oh, yeah. I studied with Joe Pass, who was a guitar player for Oscar Peterson, who was one of the great pianists in our time. Joe Pass is one of the great guitar players of our time as well.
Okay. Do you teach music?
Yes, I do. Been teaching for a while, taught it to the school system, taught privately, you know, and I still teach privately today. I don't deal with the school system that much anymore. Every now and then I go and do seminars for schools.
Okay. So you don't have any, you don't take one-on-one personal groups.
Yes, that's private. It's called private lessons. Sure.
Okay.
I do private.
Okay. All right. What is your musical educational background?
Oh, well, that goes a long way. First I did it without the education.
Okay.
And like when I moved to L.A., most of the... You know, when I come up playing in bands, we went to band rehearsal, learned a song off the record, and sit down there for 8 to 9 hours, you know, a week or whatever, till we had our show together. Then when I moved to L.A., there was no more band rehearsals. You go to the job, and they put the charts in front of you. So automatically, that's how they judge you on your reading, whatnot. So everything changed for me when I went there. It was a different music scene. So you pretty much had to follow charts.
All right. And this is Los Angeles?
Yes, Los Angeles. Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you also a producer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, produce. I'm producing a kid now, Enrico Caruso. He's a guitar player. He's doing pretty good. He's doing good work, you know. So I've been producing him right now. We just finished a recording. It'll start back again probably Saturday on another one.
Okay. All right. And what was his name again?
Enrico Caruso.
Oh. Are there any organizations that you support?
Oh, yes. The Red Cross is one of our sponsors, so I support those. You know, United Way, you know, and I support all of the gospel, you know, the gospel events that they have going around.
Oh, okay. Gospel. So you like gospel?
Well, I was kind of raised up in it. It's my background, you know.
Oh, okay. That's
so
your background.
I kind of stick to it, you know.
I like gospel music, too. I may not play it or write it, but I love to listen to it. I love to hear people sing and everything like that.
Right.
I love the music.
Right. It keeps you grounded.
I used to play the clarinet in the band.
Oh, okay.
In high school.
Yeah, a little music.
A little, but I'm not nowhere near you. The clarinet was the only thing I could do. Only thing I tried to do. I once tried to learn to play the guitar by a young man that was a year or two older than me, but I could never learn it.
Right. Well,
he didn't spend enough time trying to teach me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have patience with it. You know. So how is your radio coming out? You're getting a lot of guests coming on.
Yes, I am. I'm getting a whole lot of guests. You are a role model. Do you ever help the youth through speaking engagements or other ways?
Oh, sometimes I have a few, you know, but basically I do them whenever I'm giving seminars to schools. You know, elementary school and middle school and high school, I do a lot of seminars, so I do a lot of speaking, you know, to influence them into further their careers in it, even though I know maybe 5 out of 25 may continue.
Okay, we have with us tonight Dale Tolliver. Dale Tolliver is a musician who plays with a local NBC. He's a very talented musician, and he has a lot. So I hope you come back and listen to the show after this break.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, that's the Digital Conglomerate. The CEO is Mr. McLaughlin, Garland McLaughlin. You can reach him on the internet with Conglomerate, Digital Conglomerate. Okay, we're going to play another song. We're going to play a song by Fareed Braxton. How good afternoon.
Excuse me, I am doing love. Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just want to know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. Tell me this, are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, yeah.
Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your
sexiness. Look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before. But I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow. So we can reach that last level. When we both get that perfect glow. Oh, it happened to me. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you the morning. Oh, afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you the morning. Oh.
Sit back, relax.
What'd you say, excuse me?
with some of the groups that you have performed with other bands lately?
Oh,
like in the last 5 years.
Wow, that's a lot. I might perform with 3 other different groups outside of my own at least, you know, a week. You know, 3 different groups a week. You know, people call and just needing a guitar player for their group situation. Maybe their guitar player can't make it, but they still have the job. So I will fill in, you know, so that might happen. That might be every night. It all depends. They might have a 5-week engagement, but the guitar player can't make it. I would do that engagement for them as well. So that all depends on what's going on at the time.
Okay. What about, I mean, do you have a CD that's out?
Sure, I have about 4 CDs. You know what I mean? You have to probably go online, you know, go to my Facebook and hit me a message and I can get it to you that way.
Okay. All right. So you have 4 CDs out.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're having plenty of success because you're very talented.
What'd you say?
You're very talented. I say I know you're having plenty of success because you are very talented.
Oh. Well, it's as good as it gets, you know. So, you know, I'm thankful for what I've achieved and what I've gotten back. You know, I'm not sad. Let's put it that way. I would have done the same thing if I had to start all over.
Okay. Had to start all over, do the same things. Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. It means you looked like you looked, and it's been good to your life. You've been blessed.
Been good. It's been good.
Okay.
You can only speak for yourself sometimes. You know, it was rough, you know, but you overcome that. And, you know, once you overcome that, you're there. You know, some people never overcome it. Some people get out of the business because it's too hard. It's too much giving up. You know, you have to give up a lot of things to keep it going. And some people are not willing to give up everything for it. So,
okay.
You know, that's what happens in the business, you know.
Yes, I'm seeing it. You have to be willing to sacrifice a whole lot.
You have to be willing to sacrifice. You know, I just happen to be at the right age to pull it off. Some people start later in life, you know, and now they have a family and they have houses and cars. Sometimes music don't hold that up, you know, and I started way before that. So the time I accumulated that stuff, music had did it for me.
Okay. That's wonderful. Music had did it for you. So you're one of those people blessed to be able to work in a career that you actually love to do.
Yes, exactly.
And make money at it. That's wonderful.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people go to work every day, and they don't like the job, they don't like the boss, they don't like the occupation. So that's pretty
right.
rough.
Right,
okay.
right. So, yeah.
All right. What advice would you like to give to the youth?
Keep your dream. Don't give up on your dreams. If you have dreams, keep them. You know, because if you give up on them, then you know that it's not going to happen for sure. There's no guarantee that it would happen, but it's a guarantee that it won't if you give up.
Okay. It's a guarantee that it won't happen if you give up, so keep persevering.
Yes.
All right. What advice would you like to give to people who are let's say, in the mid-30s who are trying to get in and make the break that you have and get to where you are?
Well, I have a close friend of mine who is 85 years old. He's in a nursing home, and he happened to be sitting down playing the piano. And one of the people, family members that's in the nursing home was visiting. They heard him play. And so he just got him a record deal last week in the nursing home at 85. Time magazine came and picked him up. His name is Boyd Lee Dunlop.
Say his name again.
Boyd Lee Dunlop. His brother's name is Frankie Dunlop, who played with Dizzy Gillespie and John Coltrane and all the other greats. 85 years old. Just got a recording contract, and he was in the nursing home when he got it.
Okay.
They have a piano in the nursing home, and so he was playing it. And so the people from Jazz Times magazine have families in this nursing home and heard him play and gave him a deal right there at 85. So that goes to show
wonderful.
You if it's for you no matter what your age is.
Okay. So you don't really have to, in other words, don't give up. Don't give up. He didn't give
right.
up.
Right.
His blessing.
No witness coming.
Yeah, you never know when
right.
your blessing is coming.
Right. You
that's,
can be 90. If it's for you, it's for you. He's 85.
For you, it's for you.
In a nursing
He's
home.
He's 85.
So, and in a nursing home. So, in his mind, I'm sure he wasn't thinking of being a great, successful star.
But he is now.
But he is now. But he still was sitting at a piano.
Okay.
And it got him there.
It got him there.
So,
okay.
Yeah, at 85. You know, when I'm
at
in the
85.
Nursing home, I think that my work is done. You
okay.
know, so I'm sure he wasn't sitting around at 85 in the nursing home thinking that he was going to be a star.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure that wasn't in his mind, you know, but it happened because he was playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you never know. It's when you don't continue is when it's surely not going to happen. So even at 85, he still continued, and it did happen.
And it did happen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That he didn't give up on his dream, and he didn't give up on God.
No.
You know, I have a question. Is he still in the nursing home?
Yes, he is. Seen him yesterday.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they come and fly in and fly him out.
They fly
yeah.
him out. Okay.
Yeah, flying
that
in
sounds
and flying
great.
Out. That's where he lives. He lives in the nursing home.
Okay.
You see? So
all
that,
right.
you know, so I seen him yesterday, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to conclude the interview with Dale Tolliver. Listeners, I hope you have been inspired by this interview, because I certainly have. And I look forward to having Mr. Tolliver on again.
Okay.
You will come back.
I look
show
forward
talk
to being
with Angela
on again.
Butler. Okay, thank you. Have a
okay.
good night.
Yes, you too. Yeah.
All right, you too. Be blessed.
Yeah, fortitude, survive of all tribulations, you know what it is? It's my game, survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm is fire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire, shouting up louder, all I'm is fire, oh Lord, I'm a survivor.
My word is bring you I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news, the words that I utter. I testimonies to good better times in the past. I had my back through the walls, praises to God. I break the four walls, I've broken the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground like glue. Listen to the tune. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I talk lots of forces, I can feel true. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of yes, cause if I can survive, so you can believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh, yeah. I'm a survivor. I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh, yeah. I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot voice my stories into lyrics. Listen to me, the battle is over. Let the burden be put off my shoulder. I'm strange today, so please don't mind the way I behave. Don't mind my manners, for my heart is now quite sad and gray. You may call up my name, I might cast your memories back to yesterday. I was waiting, contemplating, debating, yearning for liberty. Here I am today, yeah, what more can I say? I spring to agitation, I yearn to addiction. Regardless where my heart took me back to the class of horizon. At the end I crossed the bridge, sharing my experience way back when I was in gorgeous. Before now, it's tangled, I survived. And I'm bleacher, I'm a leader. You know what it is, yeah. Come on.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh, yeah. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire. Oh, yeah. I'm a survivor.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
That advertisement is bought by Garland McLaughlin, the CEO and owner of the Digital Conglomerate Magazine and Exquisite Designs. You can Google him, the Digital Conglomerate Magazine, and he will get back with you or you can leave a message. So remember to do business with him because he's a great business person. Next, we have with us Jazzy the Don. Not with us, but his music.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing. For that, you know what I'm saying? That girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother, swag brother, swag brother.
So it's far two-way, turn four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ. Kill like a OJ. Kill like a OJ. Like a OJ, kiss 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 like a OJ.
about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speed, no hate. I don't hang out with you, man, and don't with your kind, no way. So, it's a sick. Your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Your so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She with the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down 1,000. I hit the strip. Them went so quick. Another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's all a two way. Turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy. Here. Like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ. So it's part of two way, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ, kiss like a BoJ. So it's part of two way, turn to a four way. In front of apartment 4A, I'm arranging the doorway. J's ain't on the. I'm stressing too long, I'm stressing too long, but I don't give a step down cause I don't smoke it. So give me the phone, I'm a book on, that's the move. Hard not life, that's the school. You can't get right, that's the move. You hate on me, that's a fool. Hey man, I'm blessing you. Speaking it, ripping it. Girl, I'm destitute. Winning this, this business. Yeah, can I get a witness? Shout out to Cooley, I'm a ruling. Yeah, about to shoot a movie. New life cinema trying to sue me. Yeah, get this, you go by. Shout out to Sean, I'm so. Put it in here, but it gon' fry. White folk, then she might die. So it's part of two way. Turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy. Kiss, come OJ. Kiss, come OJ. Kiss, come OJ. Kiss, like I'm OJ. Kiss, like I'm OJ. So it's part of two way. Turn it to a four way. White girl and that white boy. Kiss, like I'm OJ. Kiss, like I'm OJ. Kiss, like I'm OJ. Kiss, like I'm OJ. Kill it, like I'm OJ.
Listeners have King B with Three Way Entertainment. His song is now.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to Three Way Entertainment, Prime Time Music Group.
Okay.
What's happening, big?
What's happening?
What Haitian boy over there?
I don't know why I'm with you.
Call me Mr. November, man.
Go.
Big money getting, freestyle writing, you can call it good written. Your beat could be a victim, bitches, I fuck them. Haters just to get them done on the waistline. I'll fulfill them. Niggas, I'm sick, but I didn't mean to ill them. Bitches are like cards, so you know I deal them. Just like a pickle, she sucked my lollipop. Sickle dick, dick like a magazine, bitch. An issue for one night only. Your boyfriend will miss you. Bitch, I'm the bomb. Nuclear missile. King B take shots off the dread like a pistol. King B run the track like Bristol. And I'm something to remember. And these other niggas just trying to be a member. Feel colder than winter to the money. I'm a sprinter. If this a race to cash, then I'ma be the winner. They put me in the mix like a blender. Royal Rumble, so show me my contender. I'm all up on my paper like I need a money printer. It's Scorpio, baby, Mr. November. And I'm Mr. November. And I'm Mr. November. Mr. November. Shout out to the Scorpion Gang. Yeah. I'm Mr. November. Simba. Bitch, I'm the lion king just like Simba. Or maybe even Scar. You can call me Scarface. Look like a hard knock, so bitch, get a taste. And the clock stuck on my waist like paste. And I won't hesitate to bust in your face. Beats I intake, I disintegrate. Know who insinuate, well, I will annihilate. Real nigga, bitch, I stay away from the fake. Like my grace. And I do this shit from day to day. I'm on the track to money. Bitch, I'm a money train. They say the truth hurts, where they don't feel my
in the rain. I kill the beat, mostly the same. So I guess you can call me King Blame. Yeah, and this tip to the Scorpio gang. And I'm out Mr. November, man. Call me Scope, man. I walk in the party and everybody scoping. Dreadhead nigga, look like I grow surfing. Push got me high, the purple got me surfing. Hit it two times, now it got me choking. I am unheard of, cause no words are spoken. You think life is a game? Well, bitch, I take your token. Close ears and mouth bang, keep your eyes open. Haters only trying to make a nigga lose focus. They all about they tricks. Yes, I'm a sinner, but far from a beginner. Hello world, meet Mr. November. Hello world,
meet Mr. November.
Yeah, and I'm Mr. November.
That was Mr. November by King B and Jazz Zeta Dawn with Three Way Entertainment. Also, Good Afternoon was one of the songs also with Fareed Braxton and Survivor with X40. I'm glad you tuned in to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. This coming week, we will have on the show two entrepreneurs who are going to let you know their secrets and how they are making the success of the businesses and why entrepreneurship is the way to go in today's day and time. So tune in Saturday for Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night.